And this is my co-host Gordon.
Hi everybody, and welcome to the TKAM Talk Show.
Today on our show, we are going to talk about the most prevalent theme in the book To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. This theme is the theme of growing up.
Many people think that when you are considered grown up when you are 18 years old. However, when we asked some freshmen from South Hills High School what it took to consider grown up, they had very interesting perspectives and responses.
Our first guest is Melissa Chen. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Amanda. I'm really glad to be here today.
What do you think it takes to be considered grown up?
I believe that growing up consists of many different aspects. One important aspect of growing up is being able to mature emotionally and mentally.
That is a very good point.
What do you mean by maturing emotionally and mentally?
I believe that a grown-up person should learn how to be responsible for their actions and to be emotionally prepared for any situations or dilemmas that they may face.
I have heard that freshmen at South Hills High School are reading the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee at this time of year.
As a matter of fact, my class has just finished reading this book this past week.
So who's your teacher?
Mr. Barnes.
Oh, I've heard he's a really great teacher.
Yeah, he's my hero.
Do you think that your views of growing up intertwines with the book To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, because maturing emotionally and mentally is shown most through the characters of Scout and Jem throughout the book, as they see more and more of the real world.
Can you give us any examples?
Well, I have my book right here, and on page 282, Scout says, "Atticus was right. One time he said you never really know a man until you stand in his shoes and walk around in them." Scout realized that one cannot fully understand someone unless you know their perspectives or how they view things. This is an example of how Scout is growing up because she is maturing mentally and emotionally.
Wow, you've brought up a really good point.
Also, the evidences of growing up in this novel is shown by Jem. On page 214 in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, it says, "It was Jem's turn to cry. His face was streaked with angry tears as we made our way through the cheerful crowd. It ain't right," he muttered, all the way to the corner of the square where we found Atticus waiting. Jem realizes that how the jury convicted Tom Robinson was wrong. He also realized that there is so much prejudice going on in the real world. Being able to realize this takes a lot of maturity, which is a huge aspect of growing up.
That was a very interesting view of the theme growing up in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Thank you for your time.
You are very welcome.
Now, for our next guest, we have Daniela Venegas, another freshman from South Hills High School. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, Gordon. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So, you are also reading To Kill a Mockingbird. What are your views of growing up in this novel?
Well, I think that growing up consists of realizing the different aspects of the real world. Scout and Jem are also two characters that are examples of this aspect. On page 230, Jem says, "Scout, I think I'm going to understand something. I think I'm beginning to understand why Boo Bradley stayed shut in the house all this time. It's because he wants to stay at home because he doesn't want to deal with any of the conflicts that happen in the real world."
How is that so?
Boo Radley, also known as Arthur, does not want to be affected by the world. He sees how the world is changing and how people's views on things are. The world is teaching people is wrong. Also, Boo Radley stays at home because it is the place where he feels most comfortable. Jem finally realizes that Boo Radley had his own reasons for staying at home, too. Jem also has more respect for Boo Radley now. I think that this takes a lot of maturity in growing up.
Wow, that was a very in-depth response. Thank you very much.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
We have a special guest on our show today. This is Professor Matt from the University of Maryland.
Hi, I heard of your show, and I do agree with both Melissa and Daniela on their views of growing up. I have also analyzed the theme of growing up in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. I think that this theme is the most prevalent theme shown in the book because growing up ties in with both of the other themes in the book. Growing up consists of both having courage and realizing that prejudice is wrong.
Do you have any ideas to support your ideas?
Oops.
As a matter of fact, I do. In the novel, on page 197, Scout says, "It occurred to me that, in their own ways, Tom Robinson's matters were as good as Atticus's." This quote signifies that Scout is growing up because she realizes that the color of your skin does not affect how well-mannered one is. Another part of growing up in the novel is courage. A good example is on page 281. Scout says, "He has to stoop a little to accommodate me, but if Miss Stephanie Crawford is watching from her upstairs, she would see Arthur Radley escorting me down the sidewalk as any gentleman would do." Scout finally had enough courage to confront Boo Radley, and she realized that he was not any different from Atticus.
That was a very good point. Thank you very much for being on our show.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here today.
Well, we are running out of time today, but our discussions were very intense. It definitely proved that the theme of growing up was the most important theme in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. This is Amanda Hyatt.
And this is Gordon Pitemusa. Thank you for listening to TKAM Talk Show for the theme of growing up. Please tune in next time for another great discussion.